again. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Friday, November 16, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. And I just got a Skype message from my board operator saying, no, it's not a mystery, I'm in Puebla, Mexico. And I have to say, Carrie, no, you're wrong. I'm not in Puebla, Mexico, but very nice guess. At any rate, I am in a mystery location, folks. I am in Mexico. And if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, I had Ron, the expatriate, up on my show, and we were talking about the possibility of people expatriating, what it would mean, what the cost differential was, and freedoms as opposed from this locale to that locale. And I'm going to have Ron back up on my show here in about 10 minutes. The only difference is I'm broadcasting right now from Ron's living room as opposed to broadcasting from my living room in my apartment. Before I get into that, though, there's one quick report that I want to give you. I haven't been on. This is going to be an open line day, folks. It's kind of a mishmash. We're just going to kind of revamp what we did a couple of weeks ago. The phone lines will be open at 800-313-9443. You can ask any question, make a comment, whatever you wish. What Ron and I are going to do is just kibitz a little bit and talk about the prices and the freedoms and so forth. But I'm also going to share with you what I have experienced just since I've been here in regards to the atmosphere, the attitude of the people, and a lot of prices. I'm really blown away by some of these folks. So at any rate, that was pertinent, and I wanted to share this with you. I guess yesterday at 8 o'clock in the morning, about a dozen FBI and Secret Service agents raided the Liberty Dollar office in Evansville. For approximately 6 hours, they took all of the gold, all of the silver, all of the platinum, and almost 2 tons of Ron Paul dollars that were just delivered last Friday. They also took all the files, all the computers, and froze their bank accounts. They have no money. They have no products. They have no records to even know what was ordered or what was owed. He goes on to say, we have nothing, but we'll push forward to overcome the massive assault on our liberty and our right to have real money as defined by the U.S. Constitution. We should not be defrauded to take fake or by fake government money. And I say that, and I read this portion, folks, say this, as I remember about a year and a half ago, I got involved in the Liberty Dollar, and I remember at that particular point in time what the Fed had to say about it. And if I might quote them, they said pretty much, so be it, which means that they didn't think that it was going to pose any problem. Well, evidently it has posed a problem because there are numerous people from all over that are ordering Liberty Dollars in droves. And with that, that has caused them now to go in and raid them. So evidently they think they're a threat. Why else would they go in and raid them? Why would they seize all their assets? So it's interesting that that happened. So that being said, give me just a second here. I have to write a note to my board op saying that I don't have a lot of programs open, and hopefully it'll come in better. But anyway, we'll be back after the break. We're going to get into this. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm going to have Ron, the expatriate, on the line, so stick with me. I've got a good show for you today, folks.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the top of a mountain in the middle of Mexico, believe it or not, right in Ron the Expatriate's living room. Now, if you recall, folks, a couple of weeks ago I had Ron on the show, and kept him from the show for the show the whole 2 hours. We had several phone calls, a lot of interest on the subject of expatriation. And I have to tell you, you know, yesterday was a travel day for me. Got on an airplane, flew to Dallas, had a layover there, got another airplane, and flew into Mexico City. That was probably the worst part of the trip. Mexico City has 32 million people, and I think all of them were at the airport when I showed up. No, at any rate, what was interesting is that there was a bus ride. Ron came in and picked me up. He took a bus down. And I was expecting, and I don't know why we have these visions. I have these visions of a chicken bus, you know, with all these chickens in the back, like you would see in a movie, a Michael Douglas and Catherine, what's-her-face movie. But at any rate, I was very impressed because these buses were million-dollar buses. They have bathrooms on board. They're just very plush. You can watch a movie while you're going from point A to point B. And what's even more interesting than that is the trip from Mexico City to the location on the top of this mountain in the state of Texcala, Mexico, is $7. That's all it costs, folks, is $7. So I was very impressed with that. Without any further ado, I'm going to go into some of my experiences. I'm going to talk to you about some of the prices and some of the things I've witnessed. But I want to get Ron up with me. Ron, are you with me?
I am with you, Michael.
Okay, very good. Ron, we just finished coming back from a nice lunch down in the square in Texcala. Boy, I'm having trouble pronouncing that. Texcala.
It's a tough word to pronounce, Michael.
It's Texcala. Texcala. Okay. And we just went into the ritziest restaurant, I believe, in Texcala, and we had a nice Mexican lunch, three enchiladas. The dinner for each of us. I had a cup of coffee, and Ron had a Coke, and the total bill with everything was 131 pesos, which is about $12. Would you say, Ron?
Yeah, closer to 11.
Okay, $11. Now, back in Phoenix, Arizona, if I would have ordered that exact, or if Ron and I would have been in Phoenix, Arizona, and ordered that exact same lunch right across the street from where I live in Phoenix, it would have cost about $25 to $27. So that's the difference in that issue. And a number of different things. For example, you know, I've been looking at folks, my listening audience that listened the other day, I had bit into a chicken sandwich and busted my tooth. And I went into the dentist before I left and found out that it was going to be $900 to fix the tooth. Or if I wanted to get a temporary fix on it, it was going to be about $300. Ron and I just got back from the dentist office, of which you can walk in without an appointment. Now, we are going to come back later on after the show's over today. And my tooth is going to be fixed for all of what equates to $27. I about fell off my chair when I found that out. Now, and this is the normal, right, Ron? I mean, you know, you get a tooth fixed, or you get a cavity done, or you have to go into the emergency room, or you go in, you know, to a drug store or whatever, and you have to buy some amoxicillin, or you have to buy, you know, some painkillers or whatever. You're looking at spending a small fraction of what you would spend in the States, right?
That's absolutely correct. And, for instance, you mentioned amoxicillin. If you need any kind of medication that's a non-serious narcotic, you don't need a doctor's prescription. You just go to the pharmacist and tell them what you want, and they'll hand it to you.
Well, speaking of doctor's prescriptions, if you go to the doctor, do you need an appointment to walk into a doctor's office here?
Depends on the doctor. Most of the time, no, but it depends on the doctor.
Okay, so some of them you would, some of them you wouldn't. And a doctor visit, if you went in to get a general physical checkup, what could a person expect to pay?
Again, depending on the doctor. For instance, you know, we have a doctor, the best doctor in town, you know, for our kids, and he charges $27 for an office visit, about 300 pesos. And so that's, you know, that's, if you're a real high-level physician, you're going to spend $30 to $50 for an office visit. And a physical would probably run you maybe $100,
$150.
Last time I wanted to get a physical in the United States, it was going to be somewhere around $1,200 or $1,300 for a full physical.
Mm-hmm. And I was – now, remember, folks, I had Ron up on my show a couple weeks ago, and he had told us about all this stuff, but I wanted to come down here – and experience it for myself, because it's one thing for you to tell somebody what's going on. It's one thing for you to try to convey what the atmosphere is of a particular group or culture. But it's another thing if you're living it. And I have to tell you, since the moment of my arrival, the first thing I noticed is the friendliness of which this particular society has towards other people. It doesn't make any difference whether you're Mexican, whether you're a gringo, of what they call us, or whatever. They're just a very friendly people, and I noticed that. And it goes back to the core issue, Ron, is that they seem to not have any fear. They're not in this society that is driven by propaganda and constant fear-mongering on the boob tube. And for the first time, and I have to say this, folks, for the first time, and I can't count how long, and Ron, you remember this, when you guys picked me up at the airport and we were walking into the bus terminal, there was a young girl that probably was 25, 26 years old, a very pretty girl, that actually went to great lengths to make eye contact with me, turned around and looked at me, not once, but she did a double take. And I was about floored. Not that I'm looking to hit on women, but I'm saying I was floored, because you wouldn't get that in Phoenix, Arizona, or any place else in the United States, because the women, the American women, just don't seem to want to make any eye contact with you whatsoever because of this, again, this fear-mongering. So that was the first thing that I noticed. And then, you know, Ron paid for the bus tickets. The second thing I noticed was a bus ticket to go from Mexico City to Taxcala, which is a whole other state of in Mexico, was all of $7. Now, the bus ride itself was very comfortable. A clean, plush bus that showed a movie on it, had bathroom on the bus, as I mentioned earlier. When I got here, we got here, it was after dark. It was probably 9, 10 o'clock. Shared a couple of stories, and then Ron and I, we begged up the morning, and I opened the window first thing this morning, and I looked out, and I have to tell you, it reminded me of my house when I was growing up on Farnsworth Street, because it's not quite like the United States. You've got your, what do you call it, the wires, the telephone poles, okay? You can still see antennas, television antennas on the people's roofs. And it reminds you of the United States back in the 50s, maybe in the early 60s. The looking out, the view of this particular place, if you walk, you look out the window, the view is, I would say, as spectacular as living in Phoenix for anybody that's been there. It's we're on the top of a mountain, right, Ron?
That's correct. We're about 7,500 feet above sea level.
Okay, and you've got it's mountainous terrain all over. It's absolutely gorgeous. And another interesting note is that the temperature right now, the temperature is a very pleasurable 70 degrees. And I was speaking with you, Ron, about that. You say that it pretty much stays in that range all year round. Is that right?
Pretty much. The hottest day I experienced here was 91 degrees.
91 degrees, and that was not a very humid 91, right?
No, you don't get a whole lot of humidity when you're at 7,500 feet altitude.
Okay, so the 91 degrees was a comfortable 91. Because you know, you're talking about 91.
People don't have air conditioning here. They don't have typically they don't have central heat, central air, because they don't really need it. The climate is too temperate.
Anyway, speaking of that, I mean, you've got a few other things that I want to compare. Is that I was talking about the gas prices. Now, as we know, you know, the gas prices in the United States are going up exponentially. We've just had a 30% to 50% or 50-cent increase in Phoenix. Some places in California are over $5 a gallon. Indiana, some places are close to $4 a gallon. I don't know of all the other locations in the country. But what's interesting here is that gas is about $2.40 a gallon, and it doesn't change all year. Now, if you recall, I had Lindsay, my wife, on my show last week talking about that. They set the prices on gas in the U.K. once a year. And if they try to raise it, the people over in the U.K. just have a fit, and they wind up backing the prices off. Well, evidently, it's the same thing here. They set the prices once per year, and that's it. And if they try to raise them up, then the people come out of the woodwork, cause all kinds of a stink, and the prices go right back down. Is that right, Ron?
That's correct. And unlike in the U.S., when the prices go crazy, the American public just takes it. They don't say a word. They mumble and grumble amongst themselves, but they don't protest. They don't say anything to the government. They just lay down and take it. And that's why you get that the rampant price swings.
And that's the big difference is that, you know, we just had a swing. I just had a swing. You know, I just went to the gas station just the other day before I left, and it was up 30 cents a gallon over the previous time I went to the gas station, and nobody says a word. They complain about it, and they try to figure out or talk to their neighbors and say, you know, what they think may have been the cause of it, but nobody really even cares anymore. And that's a big, big difference. Now, you know, speaking of the gas, the gas prices are one thing, but get this one, folks. Now, I'm looking at these homes here. I'm looking at some of them are apartments, some of them are homes. Now, they don't have the same kind of a layout as they do in the United States. There's not this, you know, you don't have your homeowners associations and so forth. But I was looking in the paper here. We have a parrot in the background, if you can hear that. Tell you what, we're going to go to a break. I'm going to get into some more about the pricing when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Ron, the expatriate, who happens to be broadcasting with me right from the same location. So we'll be back in three. We'll talk more. We'll take calls, 800-313-9443. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mystery location on top of a mountain in Mexico, sunny Mexico. And I'm going to get back into some of this prices, some of these prices and the differences, folks. But before I do that, I got Don calling from Oregon. Don, you're with me. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello. They just passed
hey,
me through. Hey.
Okay.
It's all mi hermano. What's up? Something I forgot to tell you, Michael. Mi hermano, mi abuelo's nombre es Otilio Jimenez por la Chiapas. No, y Oaxaca, por favor.
I have no clue what you're saying, but Ron does.
Well, I think Ron probably has a little smile on his face about now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. At any rate, yeah, my grandfather comes from a little village outside of Oaxaca, so you're not too far from a place that I frequented quite well when I was younger.
Okay.
And I just wanted to share that with you. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're finding the discovery that you're finding, and that was one of the reasons why I hesitated in answering your last email. I figured I would give you time to go down there and experience some of that. And
thank you.
It does deserve the pleasantness of that experience. And beyond that, all I can say is enjoy. Have a good time.
Well, thank you. Don, are you going to share with me? Are you going to translate and tell me what it was that you said at the inception of this call?
I said that my grandfather hails, in other words, comes from Oaxaca or Chiapas, you know, down that way.
Okay, you did translate. Okay. At any rate, thank you for the call. And what I'm doing down here is I'm kind of taking it firsthand, and you know, I'm looking at the differences. One of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to pay close attention to the way that people interact with other people, because it's so rare, at least in my experience, and I don't care whether I'm going to a gas station, a grocery store. It doesn't make any difference what I'm doing. Nobody ever makes eye contact anymore. Nobody ever – I mean, if they say hi, it's a begrudging hi. And I've noticed just the friendliness, the outgoingness of the people here, Don and Ron, it just blows me away, and it shows me – and I want to get your input from this, guys. It shows me that the effect – that the propaganda that the mainstream media in the United States has on the American public. Because I remember 30 years ago, and I've said this on my show before, is this is the way it used to be in the United States when I was growing up in the Bay Area. And Don, I know you grew up in Vacaville around that area of the Bay Area. So, it just blows me away that these people are friendly. They're not fearful. They will be happy to carry on a conversation with a stranger, no problem whatsoever. The only problem I have is I can't speak Spanish, at least not yet. But Ron carries on conversations with strangers on a daily basis, and they're just the happiest, friendliest, stress-free people I've ever seen in my life. It's unbelievable, Don.
Okay. First of all, I would defer to Ron to continue the conversation, but I'll interject here that even though I graduated from Cowtown High School, I grew up pretty much in the just a little bit north of you in Contra Costa County. I was born in Concord, okay? Mm-hmm. And the very self-same grandfather that I refer to, okay, was a landscape gardener, owned his own business, started from scratch in the 1940s, right out of Contra Costa County. So I led the dual existence in ethnicity and cultures at that time, you know, as I was growing up. And you're right, the amount of indulgence that our corporatocracy has gifted or granted the dumbed downness of the culture via the various mediums that they've done it has painted these various evil overtones, if you would, of that particular culture there, for which I automatically sift it, sieve it, and you know I don't even pay attention to it anymore. It's like an audio input in one ear and out the other. It's not real. It's not a reality, and I am very much aware of that. There again, that's why I rather than have commented on anything, I rather allowed you the pleasant experience of both the surprise and the or just the total experience, if you would, of being there and seeing firsthand without having any prompting towards that. And I'm sure that Ron is going to fill in a whole lot. My only issue is that I'm rather envious right now. I wished I was there with you, because I know how to enjoy myself, especially in Oaxaca. And I am what would be called a food aficionado, and there is quite a bit of good cuisine in that area. So, I agree with your analysis wholeheartedly, 100+%. And what's being done here for the general public is for a purpose. You know dang good and well what it is. And with that, I will let you go, unless there's anything else that you want to grill me on, and I'll let Ron continue to be the perfect host that he is, and benefit you with a great experience.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call, and I will chat with you when I get back, Don. We've got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Ron, the expatriate, and I am broadcasting from his living room. We will be back in 3 with a lot more. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Stick with us, folks. Good show today. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop in the middle of Mexico at 70 degrees and 7,500 feet up in the air. You know, I was just chatting with Ron during the break, and he reminded me that even on the bus, the first thing that happened, I got on a bus to go from point A to point B, and this lovely lady gets on the bus, a Hispanic lady, and immediately starts a conversation with me in my language, just off the wall, just off the cuff. I mean, that would never happen in the United States. And we, not only did we communicate for a good 5 to 10 minutes, but all through the course of this trip, which, by the way, there was really heavy traffic, which is one of the bad things about Mexico City, is we left right during the high traffic time, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So we were stuck in traffic for a good two to two and a half hours before we ever got out of the traffic to go on to our destination. But this woman spent the majority of the entire time of that bus ride either communicating with me or communicating with Bob, another one of Ron's friends, or communicating with Ron, which is just so absolutely, you know, diametrically opposed to everything and anything about the United States. It's just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I'm having a difficult time getting over that, folks. And it continues everywhere I go, everything I do. Ron, you know, you had mentioned to me during the break, we'll walk down the street, and we'll see some people. We make eye contact with them. They will start a conversation, and they'll carry it on with you for a good 1 to 3 minutes. And it's almost, well, it's not almost, it is. You mentioned to me during the break, it's considered in this society rude if you do not acknowledge somebody walking down the street and at least say hello. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. If you're walking down, if you don't make eye contact, it's not considered rude. But if you actually do make eye contact with somebody, it would be considered rude to not address them.
And as a rule, now I've just had a short stint. By the way, there's more to go. I'm through the whole weekend and Monday I'm going to be traveling here, going to some other locations and just checking out what the differences are between there and here, if any, and maybe seeing some ancient ruins or whatever happens in the context of my visit. But I have had the privilege of just being with Ron and seeing how he goes about his day, walking from point A to point B. You can this is kind of like, it's almost like a village. And a car isn't even necessary, folks. Now, you can use a car. There are people here that have cars. But it takes maybe, 7-8 minutes to walk from this particular location to downtown. It's a very healthy environment. There is no smog here. It's 7,500 feet in the air. It's very clear. You have every opportunity to get yourself back in physical condition, like I would do, just by virtue of the fact that there is no need for a vehicle. Almost everything that you would want to do is within walking distance, and if it isn't within walking distance, you can jump into a cab and spend, Ron, maybe a third to a fifth, or even if that, of what it would cost you for a cab in the in Phoenix, Arizona, for example.
Well, absolutely correct. I mean, you can give the instance of our little cab ride to go from downtown to an office product store on the other side of town. The cabbie sat there and waited for us, and we came back out of the store, and he drove us back to the house for a total of $6.
Which would have cost at least $30 to $35 in an American cab, and including the waiting time. So it's having a difficult time adjusting to this because I'm thinking that I want to, I'm ready to whip out this money to pay for this, that, or the other thing of which I'm used to, and I'm finding out that it's nowhere near. Just walking into this dentist's office and finding out it's going to cost me a haul of $27 to get my tooth fixed, it just, I have to pick myself up off the floor. It's just unbelievable. All right, I'll tell you what, let's go to John in Austin. John, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
Hello, I was just wondering, what city is this? Where are you guys at that you're talking about? I just got on the conversation because I'm thinking about expatriating, and I was wondering, do you guys know any sites that I could go to?
Okay, as far as what specific city it is, we're in the state of Tlaxcala. Now, there is a number of different cities in the state of Tlaxcala. I really don't want to disclose exactly the location, but I will tell you this, John, as far as the expatriate websites, I believe, Ron, you know a few of those, don't you?
Well, there's several. EscapeArtist.com is one very, very popular site. There's another one called NextConnect.com. There is a couple of Yahoo. If you go to the Yahoo chat groups, there are several gringo in Mexico-type groups that are available. And it just depends as far as, if you're looking to expatriate, what type of lifestyle do you want to have? Do you want to be around other Americans, or do you want to go native? If you want to be around other Americans, go to Guadalajara or San Miguel de Allende or Lake Chapala or Puerto Vallarta or something like that, and you'll have more than enough American company. Myself, on the other hand, is, there's a reason I left the U.S., so I didn't feel any purpose in having to surround myself by other Americans, so I went native.
Oh, okay. Does anybody know anything about Paraguay at all? Keep hearing that.
I know the Bush family has 100,000 acres there.
Now, what were you sharing with me about Paraguay earlier today, Ron?
Not only do they not have an extradition treaty, but they also cannot, they will not allow anybody, any of their residents, to be tried for war crimes. Recently passed legislation. Very much right about the same time that the Bush family bought 100,000 acres there.
Isn't that a coincidence?
It's purely coincidence.
Won't allow, Yeah, they won't allow anybody to be tried for war crimes. And Bush just happened to buy 100,000 acres about 2 miles away from a major military base down there. Well, how
the U.S. government just renovated.
Unbelievable. Yeah. John, okay, now that was, did you copy down those websites, John?
Yeah, I think Escape Artist, I got that one down. Just one more question. If you were to expatriate, what would be the, I was just going to ask him, what would be the top places, the top, like, three places I should look at? I'm very new to this, but I'm really wanting to get the heck up out of here.
That's a very personal thing, John. It depends on your own personal lifestyle, your likes, dislikes. Do you speak any other foreign languages or not? What kind of climate temperature do you want to be in? What kind of economy? you got a whole big wide world for you, bud.
Well, wait a minute. What language did you say you speak, Ron? Or John?
I'm a African American male, and I speak Spanish fluently. So
you've got all of Central America and South America open to you, and of course you have a couple countries in Europe, like Spain, for instance.
I'll tell you, John, what I'm looking at. I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm looking at the governments. Like, I don't really care where I go. I'm just looking at the governments because I don't want to go to another place. I know they're trying to do the New World Order and get everybody on the same system, but I'm looking for a place that, you know, I'm 8 years old, and I'm looking for a place that where at least, hey, maybe can have at least 12 more years of growing up.
Well, I tell you what, from my limited exposure to this place, John, I don't get that. I don't get the drift that, oh, yeah, the North American Union, once it's implemented, they're going to put the hammer down and, you know, they're going to be forced vaccinating these people with national IDs. Uh-uh. Sorry. That's not going to happen. There, I would say in the decades, the only way that I can measure this particular culture or this society in which I am right now, I would equate it to being back in the middle of the late 50s to early 60s. I cannot see that even if the North American Union, the Trans-Texas Corridor, the National ID, and all that stuff were implemented in the United States, that primarily is what it's for. There, it's going to be a long time before they would be able to do that to these people. It's just, you just have to see it to understand what I'm talking about. These people are no more politically inclined. They've already been down the road. And I know, Ron, you can expound on this, you know, more than I can. They've been down the road with being conquered. They know what's going on here. These people are just a very laid back, at least from my drift, they're a very laid back, you know, family oriented culture that could care less about what's going on outside of their own little habitat. And so on the subject of you saying, well, I want to know where I'm going to go. First of all, you've got all kinds of, bullets over me. First thing is you can speak Spanish, my friend. That opens up the whole Central South America, and it opens up Mexico. It opens up Venezuela. I mean, pick your place. But you can use any one of these areas as a jumping off point, and then once you get here, you can look into it further and do the research that needs to be done at some point where you decide, well, you know, you might want to take a trip to the coast, or you might want to take a trip to South America or Central America to see if that might be a place economically that you may want to live. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, from what I have seen of this place so far, and I'm going to expound on this a little further in just a few minutes, just the cost of living alone and the treatment by which these people are giving me, I'm telling you, I'm going to be hard pressed leaving here.
Right.
Yeah. So my suggestion to you, John, would be pick a place. And by the way, you know, Ron and I were discussing the possibility of setting up, looking into, you know, an expatriate network, but pick a place, take a trip just like I've done, spend a few $100. That's all it cost me. It cost me a few $100 for an airplane ticket from Phoenix down here. That's all it's cost me. And you could look around 4 or 5 days, you know, get a feel for the place, get a comparison with the prices. You're in Austin, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you get a comparison with the prices, get a comparison for the freedoms, for the feel of the people, and so forth, and make your own decision. You know, it's very easy to do, and that's what I'm in the process of doing right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Right, appreciate the call. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's just like John mentioned, Ron. It's like, you know, there's a lot of people. And by the way, folks, you know, I'm not telling everybody to up. You know, it's very difficult for some people to up and leave. I'm not saying get up and leave the United States. What I'm saying is that everybody is so, you know, they've got their blinders on, Ron, and the only world that they know is the world of the U.S. of A. And I've been privileged enough, and so have you, Ron, to have been all over the world and to experience how other people live, economic structure, freedoms, and so forth. And, you know, that's why I took the initiative. You invited me down here, Ron, and I took a trip down here just to see exactly how people live and what the atmosphere is and so forth. And I am very impressed. Now, folks, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to tell you that this place would be like living in Scottsdale, Arizona, you know, that is absolutely pristine, clean, and we've got all these policemen running around and you know, the speed limits and the cameras on the red lights and those. It's not. And I'm not going to tell you that each building is going to conform absolutely to OSHA standards, because it's not. But the bottom line is, who cares? I certainly don't care. Now, let me take this a step further, Ron. We were speaking.
Right.
You had an atrocious, what your wife, your lovely wife, was complaining about, an absolutely atrocious electric bill that came in.
Oh, just God, it was horrible. It's the worst we've seen.
All right.
It was the worst we've seen. It was absolutely terrible. She had a fit.
Yeah, she had a fit. Now, I want you to share with the listening audience how terrible it was.
Oh, it was 572. Can you believe it? 572. Pesos, not dollars.
Which it,
pesos,
and that was that.
And,
was
that's for, and that's for 2 months. That's for 2 months, by the way.
So it equated
that
to,
works out to be about $51 for 2 months.
So it equated to $25.25 or something like that a month. Now
right.
I'm going to share with you, my wife got an electric bill. Okay, just what was it? I don't know. Was it just before? I think it was the highest, maybe it was last month, month before last. It was over $300, okay? For the same thing, you know, I mean, let's go into rent for a minute. Now, Ron, we were having this conversation, and Ron bought me a paper today, and the paper's in Spanish. And he said, here, you just carry it under your arm, and you'll look like you're one of the regulars. So I did, and I'm walking back to the house with it, and I opened up, I start looking at it, and I'm starting to read this stuff, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm looking at these words, and I'm starting to realize that Spanish isn't all that difficult of language to learn, number one. But number two, I'm looking at some of this stuff, and we're starting to talk about square footage, and we're starting to talk about costs and so forth. And to get an apartment the size that I have in Phoenix, Arizona, would cost me about, what did we say, Ron? About $150 a month?
Yeah, on the outside.
Yeah. But and even if it were $200. Now I know that there is a home that is for rent right next door to you. This
That's
is a
correct.
Three-bedroom home. This is a three-bedroom home. It has a garage. It looked to me like that garage was big enough for two cars. I was looking at it from the top. But would I be right in that, Ron?
I'd say you could fit two cars in there, yeah.
All right. Okay, so you got a three-bedroom home, two-car garage. You know, you've got an electric bill that's going to cost you $25, $30 a month.
Maximum. No, that was a super extra-large bill because we had a lot of usage for that 2 months. Our normal electric bill here runs about $10 or $11 a month.
Mm-hmm. And how much are they asking in rent for this place, Ron?
4,000 pesos, which works out to be about
$360. $360 a month for a three-bedroom, two-car garage, two-bathroom home. Unbelievable. So for $360. Oh, and by the way, I don't want to leave this out. I had the privilege of taking a walk and his son down to the market. Now, when you think, well, you must have went over to, you know, Best Buy or Fry's or not Fry's, but Walmart or whatever. No. You go down to the real market. You go down and you buy the fruits or the vegetables or the bread at the bakery or the chicken or the steaks or whatever it is, and there's each one's a separate place. And tell them what your grocery bill is for four people a week, Ron.
It's somewhere in the vicinity of between $20 and $30 a week.
So for four people, and including a
that's five people.
You forgot to include the maid. So five people, and you're including the maid, and we're not talking about here eating TV dinners like I do a lot of times, folks. We're talking about eating good food, stuff that is not injected with hormones. I stood right there and I watched this man cut this meat, and I can tell you that this meat looked healthier than the meat that I go into a grocery store in Phoenix, Arizona, and look at the package. Okay, you're looking at healthy food. You're looking at food that is not injected with hormones. Okay, you're looking at food that is literally grown on the farms and so forth here. So all this propaganda that they're feeding you about, you know, how bad it is and oh, they don't take care of it, blah blah blah. It's all nonsense. It's all bunk. You can look at that food and you can see with your own eyes that food is better. You're putting better food in your body than you're putting with food that you're buying at the grocery store. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from my mystery location on top of a mountain in Mexico, along with Ron the Expatriate. We got a lot.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you high on a mountaintop in the middle of Mexico. And I'm spending a few days just kind of see how the other half lives, folks. And I have to tell you, with the limited amount of math that I've been doing up to this point, and as meager as I've been surviving in Phoenix, Arizona. I have no doubt in my mind, now you correct me if I'm wrong here, Ron, but I have no doubt in my mind that I could survive as well as, if not better than, what I've been doing in Phoenix, Arizona for about $500 a month. Would you say that'd be about right, Ron?
I'd say that's absolutely correct. Between $500 and $600 a month, and you would live extremely well, and that's including having somebody to come in and clean your house for you once or twice a week and do your laundry.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I wouldn't have believed it unless I've seen it for myself. I'll tell you what, let's go to John from New Mexico. John, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Michael, and hi, Ron.
John Onesti.
Well, hello, John.
Yes, hi. I'm glad you're doing this show. It's great. You know, I missed the first few minutes of it, so I might be asking a question that already was answered. But my main question has to do with, if Ron would know, what are the laws on investing money if you in another country? Like if you wanted to go to the Caribbean or have an account in the U.S. or England or somewhere in Europe or wherever, what are the laws on that if you wanted to just kind of diversify your money a little bit outside of Mexico in case there are any problems there?
They're always willing to take your money. There are several consulting companies that will help counsel people on offshore investing. The Sovereign Society is one of them. You can look them up on the Internet, sovereignsociety.com. There are certainly ways to invest, whether in real estate or in the stock market or any other types of commodities down here.
Okay, and if you wanted to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes. I was going to say, you want to hear a good one, John? I was asking Ron this morning. I said, well, you know, what happens if a guy wants to come down here and, say, go into real estate or something like that? And I said, what do you have to do? And he says, you got to hang a sign on your front door. That's all you have to do. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You don't have to go get a real estate license. You just hang a sign on your front door. And that's kind of the way it is over in Scotland. And this is why... You know, and I'm going to do a show on this Monday, folks. That's why in 1933, when our country declared bankruptcy, they went from common law over to a statute law. This is why everything requires a license, because a license is a privilege, and it gives them the control they need by which they could take the license away from you. So I'll be covering that Monday, though. But at any rate, wasn't that interesting that you can just hang a sign on your door? Now, if you want to cut hair, you can just cut hair. I mean, the restrictions are so much looser. The freedoms are here, John. And I know you, John. I know you're, you know, what you do for a living. And I'm going to tell you straight up that I don't see any problem with a guy like you making a living down here. None whatsoever. And I don't think you'd be having to get a license as a registered investment advisor. Now, I may be wrong, but I don't think so. Go ahead.
Well, sounds pretty libertarian to me. I don't know if I told you, Michael, but I'm taking Spanish at night.
Excellent.
Well, I'm taking Spanish in the newspaper that he just gave me. But I find it's not that difficult language to learn. And, yes, I do recall you telling me that, John. And you know, that may just come in handy in the not-too-distant future. Okay, top of the hour coming up. John, you got anything else?
No, thanks for the show. It's a great idea.
John, I'll contact you separately sometime, and we can discuss some of the investments.
Okay.
All right, very good, John. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going up to the top of the hour. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Second hour of the American Awakening come up with my guest, John Irvine, the expatriate, and I'm broadcasting right from this living room. See you in the second hour.